Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 131. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And we had a party!
Yay! Yay.
Darn you weather, though.
Yeah, unfortunately due to a snowstorm that actually kind of came out of nowhere because it was perfectly nice the day before.
No, it was predicted. They kept saying, snow on Saturday into Sunday morning.
Yeah, they also just said, like, 1 to 3 inches.
They didn't say, hey, it's going to ice over and keep people from getting out of their houses.
Yeah. Well, depending on where you lived. Further north you were, the worse it was. The further south you were, the better it was. And same with...
And also, I-25 is always the, you know, like, weird weather barrier.
It's like the
one side of it is fine. The other side, no.
So, yeah. It was a fun little party, though. It was very Doctor Who-ish. We had 3 doctors here.
Yes. You were technically kind of the TARDIS.
I was a quote.
You were a quote. But you had a TARDIS on your shirt, so...
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, so we had Dalek birthday cake.
I wish I drew it taller. I was in a hurry.
Yeah, as a result, Zelda Queen has a new video game system. Hooray! And she'll start playing more games now in theory.
Yes, though I still need to get my hands on a DS Lite so I can play my Game Boy Advance games, because that's where Final Fantasy Tactics is, and we still haven't solved that issue. But I can play all my DS games. And I learned there's a Professor Layton I don't own now, so...
Yeah, you can get the 3DS version of the new Professor Layton game. Everything's coming up Zelda Queen.
Considering my first title purchased is The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, which I already own in... This will be my 3rd incarnation.
Hey.
If you don't, you know, because I got the original, and then I got the re-release for the GameCube special edition thing, and now I got the 3DS. I really want them to do a good port of Link to the Past.
I wouldn't mind a decent port of Majora's Mask either. That was kind of an interesting game.
I would like to finish it. I rage quit a long time ago. It's probably a decade now or more at this point.
Wow.
I was trying to get the lover's mask, which is on that horrendously long, like you have to do like the whole 3-day cycle, and I had a control slip when I was using the controller. My thumb kind of whoop off of the stick because I was so trying to get it, and I missed it by like 2 seconds, like not even 2 seconds. It was like just barely missed it, and I was all like, because I had spent all that time on it, shut it off, and I never went back. I never finished it. I mean, I'm just like, I don't want to do all that again, and I have no idea where I'm at, and because I tried going back later to actually just finish the game, but at that time, it'd been several years, and I couldn't remember where I left off, and I was just like, I don't want to start over.
My problem always with going back to games that I've played, you know, halfway through or something a year or so later, is I'm already in the point of the game where you need to know the advanced controls, and I have to relearn everything.
You're like, what was I doing again? Yeah, that's what I kind of was happy.
How do I jump and then jump again thing?
I kind of sat down and just kind of plowed through Skyward Sword, because I'm like, I'm actually going to finish this game in a timely manner. And I did. Which was to my benefit because I could remember everything. I was thinking, I'm like, oh, maybe I should go back through to the Hero's Quest now that I got it. And then, the Wii was taken, and now I have to start all over again anyways. But at least I still have my fancy remote.
Yay!
And I just like, well, I have to buy Wii U, and I don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. Those things are going to be one of the hot items probably for the majority of the holiday season.
Yeah, and I didn't want to pre-order because I'm just like, November, December kind of tight with Christmas and birthday. Well, because I'm like, I want to make sure I have enough food to supply everybody for my birthday. I think I did okay.
You did fine. Especially since not as many people as we hoped showed up because of the weather.
Yeah.
Anywho. I'm having a brain freeze there.
I've pretty much played no games. It's been one of those weeks. 2 weeks. Ugh.
Well, you were playing some of the previous weeks. Just this past week has been kind of weird. Time change hasn't helped. I always feel like I need to go to bed at like 5 o'clock. It's dark already. And I'm like, okay, it's bedtime and it's 5. And I hate it when it gets dark so early. and I'm not used to it yet.
Not a big fan of pitch black at 6 o'clock at night. It's like, feels like it should be like 8:39.
Yeah. I'm in a similar situation.
Heck, now it's like, I leave work at sunrise. I leave for my house for work at sunrise, and I'm getting home just after sunset now.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Cuts into our running. We need to go buy little lights. Because we actually are doing the turkey trot next Saturday.
Have fun
this
with
coming
that.
Saturday, the 17th. I'm like, oh, I hope I don't die.
I'd die.
I'm doing better in the running. It's just we haven't ran for, you know, a week now again, and I'm just like, oh, this
is... We're doing other exercise, so...
Yeah, we've been doing other exercise, indoor stuff that we can do. I just do better when I get a chance to run. We will dress warmly.
Well, moving on. I did fortunately have a chance to do some geeky things the past couple weeks. Assassin's Creed 3 came out on the 30th of October, so I've had a few chances to play that. Not as much as I'd like due to other engagements. But so far, I'm enjoying it. Early in the game, there is a moment where I had the same reaction as the main character did in-game, where I said, what? Wait, what? Because I thought I was doing one thing and I was doing something else the entire time. The game designers did a good job on that one because they didn't really forecast it.
Yay!
So I just got to the point where... I just passed the point where they burned down Connor's village. So I'm planning on getting back to that a bit more. But then another game caught my attention, which was Halo 4. And I was going to put that one a little bit by the wayside and finish Assassin's Creed 3 first. But a friend who's going to be playing Battlefield 2 Black Ops instead loaned me his copy to play in the meantime. So I thought, well, I'm going to get to the game that I'm being loaned first. Then I'll go back to the game I own. They did a 343 Studios. For those of you who don't know, Bungie didn't make this copy of Halo game. 343 Studios did it. It's their first time out of the gate with the Halo series. So far, they've done a really good job. They kept the Halo Reach multiple gear packs, I think, where different items help you in different ways, and it can be advantageous to have them, such as a jetpack is good for mobility-wise. There's a special visor which shows enemies in bright red and allows you to see in like fog and stuff. There's one that puts up a little sentry thing, but you're really susceptible to fire while it's up because you freeze while you're putting it out. There's a hard light shield, and then there's a camo unit. So, at least those are the ones I've run into so far. Oh, and a hologram guy that'll run off wherever you point him to distract people. But yeah, so those are the ones I remember. I'm enjoying it so far. Master Chief kind of put himself in his own predicament here. As you get far enough in the game, you'll know what I'm talking about. But they did a good job. It's a beautiful game. And the new, it's not a ring world this time. It's actually a big metal planet that you're in. That's fun. That's pretty fun. I'm enjoying it. I look forward to getting through more of the story. Hopefully they won't do, non-ending so they can have Halo 5.
Do we need Halo 5?
I don't know. It depends on how they end this one. I mean, if I'm not playing the multiplayer, long-time listeners will know I don't play a lot of multiplayer in most games. So as long as they're telling a good story, I have no problem with the Halo 5. But I don't want them to do a non-ending. I would like it to be like when they ended Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2. You had an ending there. You know there was a possibility of a sequel coming, but you had a satisfactory ending still. So yeah. And then I also went and saw Wreck-It Ralph the day after it opened. Again, for those of you who may not know, this was a
Disney
film, CG'd, where you're playing characters in a video game, playing video games, where you're watching the characters from a video game, and what they do in their off time, and how it is to be the villain in a game, and, you know, nobody respects the villains.
You need those villains, because otherwise you can't have the good guys.
Well, exactly, and that actually comes up, is...
I don't know, Tetris has been pretty successful.
The villains are the blocks. They are both the good and the bad rolled into one, especially when you need that one particular block, or you have a finger fumble.
She has a point. But yeah, basically, in the they show like the way they get they basically go from one game to another in their off time in order to visit with their fellow games. And Ralph, the main character, just isn't happy. He's, you know, he lives in a dump, literally. And in his off time, the people in his game don't respect him. So when he runs off one time, it comes to the realization that, maybe we need to respect the villain. But it's a fun game. It's a fun movie. It's not great. You don't need a lot of video game knowledge to enjoy it, though. But it is a good watch. I really enjoyed it. If you have kids, I highly recommend taking them. Or if you are very nostalgic about games, I advise going and seeing it.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to go see anything until Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
It only has like a month now. A month. But then we have to wait a year and a half after it comes out to get the last two movies.
A year for one, and then...
Yeah, a year and another half a year for the next. So a year and a half for the next two movies when the first one comes out.
Look on the bright side. That's better than the original Lord of the Rings trilogy where it was a year between each movie. Now you have a year, 6 months.
Yeah, but I was expecting two movies. You think you'd be all happy that, you know, they expanded it into three? No, I was happy with just two. Two is the magic number. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll have to wait, you know, go see the one, and then a year later, get to see the conclusion, everybody's happy.
No.
So, it's just gonna be epically awesome, and then I get to buy, like, the huge trilogy, you know, yeah, it's like another trilogy, practically, for the same movie, packet, and I can go with the other one, and then we can have, like, an all-day...
That would be 2 days. Because to go through the extended versions of just Lord of the Rings is 12 hours.
Yeah, the Hobbit ones are going to be a little shorter, though.
Yeah, this first one, at least the theatrical cut is like 2 hours and 40 minutes, which is the shortest out of... It's even shorter than Fellowship. And Fellowship's the shortest out of the original three.
So 2 hours and 40 minutes is the shortest one for the theatrical cut.
Yeah.
For the Hobbit, currently, yes.
So if we have the... extended ones like we did before, we're looking at maybe 3 hours per movie, three movies, so you're looking at an additional 9 hours on top of an already 12-hour movie view.
Why I said all day thing.
Yeah, you're starting, you know, you're waking up, you're hoping, if you have a party, is that you're hoping people arrive right after you get out of the shower, and then they don't leave until like 1 a.m.
Yeah, we just say, everybody,
come. Can someone say New Year's Eve party?
What you do is you tell everybody, come to my, you know, you're like, stay over at my place the night before. And then we all get up at 7 a.m. to start watching. And then you get breakfast. And then we'll give you second breakfast. And then, you know, all the various.
11 C's.
And then luncheon. And then
dinner, tea, dinner, and supper.
We'll go through all 7 Hobbit meals.
Okay. Well, you need to either find one movie to interject in there then, or you need to figure out which movie is going to have two meals.
But we got to wait like 4 years at least now for, you know, all the Hobbit movies to come out, extended cuts, all that fun jazz. So we got some time to plan.
True.
In the meantime, I'm going to just go eat Denny's terrifying looking Hobbit themed food.
I haven't seen it, the picture yet. Have you, you've heard of this, right?
Mm-mm.
Because Denny's is the proud sponsor of Second Breakfast.
They have really rather scary food.
No, I shouldn't be one to talk because after we went and saw Return of the King at the midnight showing, the only place that was open because we were hungry was the Denny's.
Yeah, keep in mind, it was the only place open. That's the only reason we were there. Any other place.
Were there no IHOPs in the area?
The one that was there, does it open was until...
It wasn't a 24-hour.
Yeah, it wasn't 24-hour, and it opened until like 6, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, so...
Ah. Yeah.
And we were hungry then! We would still be totally more hungry 2 hours later. Where are we going to go? Nobody lived near there at the time.
Well, that is the advantage of Denny's, is they are open all the time. So if you want greasy diner style food, they got you covered any time day or night.
Yeah, I guess my preference would be to go to Gunther Tootie's.
Yeah.
But we digress now.
Yeah, and I really rushed through the games because I'm in the midst of them, so I'm still, so I don't have a whole lot to say. Because I can say I'm enjoying the gameplay, but I have the same issue of, I want to say what's happening, but at the same time, I don't want to spoil the story for people that are going to be playing these games later.
And they're recently new games, so...
Yeah, and, I mean, since I'm playing the single player, once I get over the, it's like, the controls haven't really changed a whole lot. Although in Assassin's Creed 3, it is nice being able to assassinate while moving. Because there was a line of guards I had to kill.
You couldn't assassinate on the move?
Well, you would, you know, you'd stop, kill somebody, and then that would draw somebody's notice. Here it's a bit more smoother. You can attack while, you can, you know, hit, assassinate one guy and then keep running instead of having to stop, kill him, move, stop, kill him. So there was this line of guards I needed to kill as many as possible before the rest noticed. Well, there was about 5 of them in this line, and I was at the back, in the back of a couple rows. So I literally went good, and I had the 5th one dead before the first one fell. So that was kind of nice.
I could try Zelda for 3DS. Yay, 3DS.
I find it harder to aim in the 3DS Zelda, because moving the handheld around moves the aimer.
Oh, yeah! Oh,
this is going to be entertaining for me to watch.
So, I mean, at one time, if you can get it down just right, you can aim really quickly, because you don't have to deal with moving the control stick around. On the other hand, if you have it just precision where you need it to go because from the control stick, and then you move your handheld a little bit, you just screwed up your aim.
I'll have to try that. I used to be really good. I could do that archery contest like nobody's business. I could shoot like flying keys down on the old one. Flying track, I might shoot there and I'd kill it. I was awesome. I was.
Could you do the Gerudo Valley
archery
contest?
Yeah, I maxed that thing out, so.
And good news, they did fix the thing where he actually has
A strap holding his scabbard onto his back when he's a child.
Yes.
And as an adult. It's Nintendo not just... Power always wrote that it was Hyrulean Velcro that was holding it on. I think it was just a program oversight. Something either didn't get turned on or turned off or something.
They probably did all this work on the 3D models. Like, hey, what about this?
Damn it! Yeah, I bet you that was kind of the thought afterwards. But I got it. In Harvest Moon, Tale of Two Cities, because it got yoinked. So, now we got a replacement. And I figure for $16...
Might as well. And hey, good news is, because when we were looking at that big list of release games, we found out that all the games you would be interested in were for the 3DS anyways.
Yeah, so, I Professor Layton, I gotta finish the third one still, but now I can play it again, so, hooray!
Cool.
Because I finished the second one.
Well, I don't have a whole lot to go from here, because I put my Doctor Who watching on a hold until tomorrow, actually.
Oh, yeah. Happy Veterans Day off.
go working for the federal government. I'm not a veteran, but go working for the federal government. Actually, out of the entire service desk team, we only have one vet. It's also the only girl that works with us right now. Anywho, so if anybody has any comments, questions, rants, queries, whatchamacallit, whatever. So you can go ahead and send those to mail@thegameslave.com, and I will be answering those personally. We don't have a little robot that does it. I actually have to answer the email. You can also find anything that I happen to write, which has been very little the past week, at at the website, thegameslave.com, which also has our store and Twitter feed. And you can also check out our Facebook page, where I've been posting stupid but entertaining little pictures. In the meantime, you all have a great week, and game on!
Game on!
Game on!